guys, what's up? I figured I'm going to record a short ramble while I can. I'm driving home from one of my jobs. I basically help babysit, kind of nanny, specifically one of their children. He has speech issues, so I work with him, but, yeah. Anyways, I'm driving home. It is Friday. It is already raining, and it's 12:11 right now. It's been raining since about 8:30 this morning. Hurricane Harvey is set to hit, tonight. It's going to hit the Texas coast. It's definitely more south than I am. Obviously, I'm in Houston, if you all haven't figured that out. The reason why I'm okay with talking about that is because Houston, if you live in Texas, then you know. If you don't, I'm not sure if y'all know, but Houston is such a big city. I'm not that concerned. And I talk about other things that, you know, I make sure not to talk about too much. But yeah, Houston is just such a huge city that I'm okay with. Like, obviously I'm in the Houston area. Anyways, so yeah, it's going to hit. Hopefully I'm not going to lose power. We lost power during Hurricane Ike, years back. So that sucked. Also, I have Comcast, or Xfinity, whatever you want to call them. So sometimes they kind of suck. And I will lose internet, so that's why I was thinking I can just record this. If you follow me on Snapchat, I've kept y'all updated with saying that, an extent, that it's going to hit. My Snapchat story may be boring or non-existent this weekend. I don't know. What I'm gonna do or post or what. I know I said I might possibly take more naughty pictures, but I doubt it. Honestly, guys, I just don't have the energy. When it rains like this, I get really sleepy. Like, I sleep so good in the rain. So, yeah. I'll probably be watching scary movies and sleeping on my laptop. That is if I have power, because my laptop battery is dead. It has been for a while now. And I thought it was, like, my fault because I leave my laptop on my bed all the time. But it's never really overheated. Or if I've thought it started to get too hot, I've, like, put it on a thing so it's not, like, in my covers or whatever. So, yeah, but I looked it up and it's just the battery. The battery just sucks to the laptop that I have. Which is annoying. Because I have to leave it plugged in literally all the time. And if it gets unplugged, even the slightest, it will die. Anyways... yeah, hopefully I'll have power on my laptop, and I have plenty of DVDs in case I lose internet service. Obviously I have cell phone service, but if, like, the cell phone towers go down or something, then, that'll be it. I won't really be able to update y'all or anything, via Snapchat, because I know some people were like, I hope you're okay. Like, I think, honestly, I'm gonna be fine. Houston is far enough inland. The main concern is flooding. Now, I don't think that my house will flood because of where I live. It's just the reason why people are freaking out is, one, it is hitting as Category 3, which is kind of a big deal. They're expecting it to be as bad as a hurricane that was in, like, 1999, I think. I can't remember the name of it, but that's what I saw earlier. Also, they're concerned because Tropical Storm Allison, which wasn't even a hurricane, it was just a tropical storm, shut down all of Houston, basically. It caused so much tremendous flooding, that it shut everything down. Also, I think another reason why I know a lot of people are like, oh, they're probably just hyping it up, but at the same time, in case y'all haven't seen the fact that no one is prepared in Houston, I don't know why, because it's been hurricane season for months now, and they tell us all the time, it's hurricane season, be prepared, have extra water, have extra food. My house, we are certainly always well stocked, which, I mean, I'm in a family of five, so we always have plenty of food, water, drinks, etc., etc. So I'm not concerned about my family, but other people are. They don't have water, they don't have, like, dog food. I just bought a bag of extra dog food for my dogs. You know, we're very well prepared, we're smart, this happens. Sorry, I almost had an asshole jump right in front of me, which is not okay, because, so yes, I'm in Texas, and I've mentioned driving a truck before, and I think a lot of people have misconceptions because I'm in the South and because I drive a truck, obviously my truck must be huge. No, I drive a Ford Ranger. Okay. An older Ford Ranger because they stopped making them. I don't remember when. They're actually bringing it back. Ford is bringing back the Ford Ranger in 2018. So that's cool. They look really nice, but they're going to be bigger trucks. Mine, however, is tiny. Okay, I have a tiny truck. I'm a tiny person. I'm 5'2", you guys. I am short. I don't like jumping into big trucks. One of my exes had a big truck that was very annoying and hard. And my dad drives a tall truck. I'm short. I don't like having to jump in and out of a big truck. I've literally... and I don't care how embarrassing this is. It was an older pair of pants anyways. Like, these jeans are, like, 2 years old. So, and if I find a good pair of jeans I like, I wear them, like, all the time. So, anyways, it was an older, more worn-out pair of jeans. But I ripped them jumping into my dad's truck. Which is not okay. I ripped them on the back of my thigh, but not that big of a deal. And we were going home anyways, but still, it was annoying. You know, I ripped a good pair of jeans trying to hop into a truck. So, yeah, I do not like tall trucks. I like them. They're cool. Like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, they're cool. And I just saw, I'll have to look it up because I have not seen that body style before. But a Dually Platinum. And it was literally, like, the paint job was platinum. It was, like, chrome. It was pretty sick, to be honest. Anyways, like I was saying, I have a little truck. I don't like people jumping in front of me because I have such a lightweight truck. It is such a lightweight truck. It hydroplanes so much. It is not even funny. That is why I drive so slow when it rains. Well, I drive like 5 under the speed limit, which is what they advise, you know, for safety. I'm very careful with my braking. I have to be very careful with my accelerating because I hydroplane all the time, you guys. Driving to work today, or to the lady's house that I work for, I've already hydroplaned 5 times. It was very annoying. And that's even with me being careful and slow on my acceleration. Which, I mean, it's nothing to freak out about. I'm used to it. It's just annoying because I have, I did spin one time and then I was making a turn and I was going really slow too. And I fishtailed a couple weeks ago when it was raining. So, I mean, like, I'm used to it, like I'm saying. It's just annoying then when people cut in front of me or, like, when I'm driving and then the light, of course, decides to turn yellow on me. I don't appreciate that. I wonder if the back of my neighborhood's going to be flooded. The back of my neighborhood does flood. So, I'm thinking maybe I should go through the front of my neighborhood because I don't know how high the water's going to be on the back roads. Yeah. Anyways, I'm not that worried about the hurricane. More, I'm concerned that I'm going to be bored out of my mind. Like, literally out of my mind. But I'm not worried, really. May have to somehow put my truck in the driveway. I usually park on the street because we have so many vehicles, but, yeah. I don't know, we can probably pull it up if the water gets too high, but I doubt it will. Sorry, that's my windshield wipers. It's because it's raining. Gotta have them on for safety. And it hasn't been raining that hard. It's been raining hard and then letting up a little bit. But, like I said, been raining since 8:30. And another thing that's annoying is, like, people get impatient when driving behind me. But, like, they don't realize that, like, if I hydroplane, then we're screwed. I'm just gonna sit there spinning out my tires, like, you guys. People just don't know. People don't know. Yeah, so I don't have a big truck. I have a tiny truck, which is fine. I'm used to it. And I know I was just saying how I, like, oh, I don't like jumping up in and out of things. But I want a Jeep, and all Jeeps are kind of tall. I want a Jeep Wrangler. Okay, let's put it that way. But I am willing to jump in and out of a Jeep Wrangler on a constant basis because of all the other benefits I see. But yeah, anyways. I'm going to get home. I don't know if we're going to eat lunch first. We may try to go out. My parents are worried about us just being, like, cooped up in the house for days, possibly, depending on how bad the weather gets. So we're, like, trying to be out as much as possible. I went out to breakfast this morning. I got Whataburger. It was so funny. I haven't had a chance to post the picture on my Snapchat, but I said it wouldn't be a hurricane in Texas if I didn't get my Whataburger because I think it went viral. That when we had the tax day floods, this girl, like, took a canoe to Whataburger because we were open. Maybe that's the real story. Maybe that's not the real story. I can't remember. But, yeah. It's true. We love our Whataburger, you guys. It's pretty good. And our breakfast is amazing. I love it. I got a spicy strawberry chicken biscuit, which is new. And a honey butter chicken biscuit, which is tried and proven. We've had for a while. I also, no one knows how to drive whenever it rains. It's very annoying because people still, like, drive too fast. They get impatient. Oh, my hair. Sorry, I'm taking my ponytail. My hair is knotted because of the weather and the humidity. It's pretty, my hair's gross. I need to wash it. It still smells good, though. Because I just washed it yesterday, but this weather makes it suck. Okay, I guess we're going to see if the back of my neighborhood is flooded or not. Hope it's not. And I mean, if I have to, I can drive through the water because it's, it shouldn't be that high by this time. Unless it's been raining hard over here. I don't know. I didn't start recording until late in my drive because I wasn't thinking about it. I was kind of jamming out to the radio. But then I thought, hey, I can record and give a last update in case I can't do anything. Yeah. Anyways, oh, so like I was saying, if we got to eat lunch, great. If not, I want to take a shower because if we lose running water like we did during ice, it's gonna suck. It's pretty gross. Not gonna lie. Which, I don't remember how long. Oh, 3 days, yeah. Our electricity, during Hurricane Ike, which was the worst that affected my house, we were out of electricity for 3 days. But, like, I had family in Houston who lived in other areas of Houston, obviously, because it's huge. And they did not have power for 3 weeks, so that sucked. Oh, and like I said, my family, so I just went to the store and got a bunch of fruit, which fruit, as most of you know, doesn't always have to stay in a fridge. Obviously, a lot of us keep it in a fridge, but, we have plenty of coolers and ice packs and stuff that I was saying we could get the coolers and, put that sort of stuff, because if, hopefully, y'all know this, most of y'all are adults, but obviously, if your power goes out, you need to keep your fridge and freezer closed. It's just the safest. It keeps your... What are they doing? Are you serious, you guys? Sorry, someone's burning their trash right now. I'm just... This is not the time. Oh, dude, honey, you're too big to be doing that. Just had another truck pull out in front of me. I don't get why. Don't get why. But yeah. And we don't have trees close to our house, and we actually just had our trees trimmed. So I'm not concerned about trees hitting our house, but there are some trees that could definitely knock down power lines. Stuff like that. Sorry, I did not get that much sleep last night. I'm pretty exhausted. But yeah. Pretty excited. I'm also worried about keeping my dogs cooped up. I know they've been able to hold the bathroom for, like, 12 hours before, but my one dog, Jake, if y'all know him, is a fucking baby and does not like getting his feet wet, and he does not like to go potty in the rain, to the point where we have a patio cover, and he won't go out from under the patio cover, and I have to literally push him out into the rain and hold him out there before he'll finally go to the bathroom. It's very annoying. Whereas his sister Jenna was a pig in a former life, she will go out there and just play in the mud. Yeah. So, fun for me, but I may have to walk him in the front yard. I'm not sure. Hopefully not, because that's going to be annoying and gross. And the water isn't too far up on the streets. That's good. Is he mowing the lawn right now? Why can you mow the lawn when it's this wet? I didn't think that was good for your lawnmower. Maybe I'm stupid. I don't know. I thought that wasn't good for your lawnmower, but that's just me. Yeah, the water's just, it's like barely up to the roads. It's not covering the road yet, so that's good. Not trapped in my neighborhood yet, which the front of my neighborhood doesn't really flood, but like the surrounding streets that we would need to like leave, like actually leave, half flooded before. So, yeah. Anyways, guys, I am almost home, so I'm gonna end this recording, and I will hopefully upload it and post it by this afternoon. If you live in Texas, and if you are gonna get hit, I hope the best. I hope y'all stay safe. But I mean, this hurricane is so big, they were saying that wind from the storm system is gonna be felt all the way into Florida. So that's pretty insane, y'all. Pretty insane that it's that big. But yeah, so I wish y'all the best. Don't worry about me. This isn't my first hurricane. Give me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 10:30. Sorry. I always think of that song. But anyways, yeah, I'm gonna end this now because I'm just about home. Hope you enjoyed listening. Stay safe, guys.